Leaders. You're listening to Leaders.com.
الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم منها خلقناكم وفيها نعيدكم ومنها نخرجكم تارة أخرى صدق الله العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم Honorable brothers in Islam, mothers and sisters listening at home, from amongst the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed this ummah with the name Al-Ba'ithu, Al-Ba'ithu, one of the attributes and names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the last session, we covered the name Al-Majid, which is also a very important attribute to understand. After Al-Majid comes the name Al-Ba'ith. Al-Ba'ith is translated as Allah who is the resurrector. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is the resurrector. As in, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who will most definitely raise people after death from their graves. Now this is such an important article of faith that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also made this His attribute so that people understand. It's not just this life and that everything ends, but most definitely a person will be raised again even after he dies from this dunya. And so in one very famous verse of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has explained this very important cycle, this pattern of life. Rabbul Alameen says, Minha khalaqnaakum, O insan, we have created you from this earth. Minha khalaqnaakum. Wafiha nu'idukum, and you will also return back in it, in the earth. This is where you will go. And then, Waminha nukhrijukum taratan ukhra. And then for the second time you will be taken out from it also. From this earth you will have to be raised. You will be resurrected. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take you out. That is why it is mustahab and a very good practice that when you are burying the deceased and you are filling the grave now with soil, so at that time, as a reminder for a person to read this ayat, and so as he puts down the soil, one should read, Minha khalaqnaakum. As a reminder that Allah has created me from this soil that I am holding, that is in my hands. Minha khalaqnaakum. Wa fiha nu'idukum. And the grave that is in front of me that I can see, I will have to also go in it. This is where I will have to go. وَمِنْهَا نُخْرِجُكُمْ. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will also take me out from this grave. So this aqeedah is very, very important, my respected brothers. Shaitan likes to attack the thinking process of insan and to preoccupy him and his thoughts in such a way that he is so busy in this dunya and he loves this dunya so much that he actually becomes in denial of life after death. And so there is shak and doubt in him. Many people today you will see, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. This is when you are made of this dunya and you have so much love for this dunya that you feel everything ends here, you put a full stop here. In Surah Jathiyah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again has explained this very clinically, very beautifully. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of the mushrikeen of Makkah. Now some of the mushrikeen, this was their aqeedah, this was their belief. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala records their conversation in Makkah Mukarramah. So when Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came, and he said to the people that be careful, I am Bashir and I am Nadir. I give you glad tidings of Jannah and be very careful. If you are not on the straight path, then you will end up in Jahannam. And so Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained to the people in simple example. And so in the hadith it comes that Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam put a straight line in the middle. And this was a straight line. And then Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam again put two lines on the side and two lines on the side. And this middle line. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, remember, this middle line is the line of the prophets. This middle line is the line of the prophets. It started with Adam alayhi salam, Nuh alayhi salam, and then all the prophets, Ibrahim alayhi salam, and then of course the famous prophets, there are so many, Musa alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salam, and then finally at the top is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In front of me is Jannah. In front of me is Jannah. If you stay on this line, you will be in the company of the prophets and you shall enter Jannah. But what Shaitan does is Shaitan wants to push you out. What does he do? Push you out, just to bulldoze you on the side. And so what he does is that if you are on the side, the two lanes, then you are confused and you want to go back to the right side, to the middle lane. Shaitan tells you, no, 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 bhai, go a bit forward. Then there is Shaitan number two. He'll say, no, 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 a bit on your right. The Shaitan number three will tell you, a bit on the right. And they move you further away from the right path until you end up in Jahannam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. It's a very, very difficult world that we live in, my respected brothers. Fitna everywhere. In Egypt, imagine a muadhin, a young man, muadhin. A muadhin was giving adhan. And so in Egypt, in the Muslim part of the world, you have the minarets and that's where they go. They climb the minaret and give adhan. And so from the top he was giving adhan. But when he looked down, the shaitan told him to look down. And there he saw this young, very, very beautiful girl, very beautiful young lady, sitting on the balcony. Just one glance. What was it? One glance. Just one glance. Look how shaitan works. Houses, relationships are destroyed because of women and wealth. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the greatest fitna upon my ummah is wealth, women, and Allah save us. And everything that is attached to this, this is the core. This is the core. Everything else sprouts out. It's from there. Now this Muazzin, that's it, became blind in her love. He gave adhan, he came down, and he went to the flats, knocked at the door, and he wanted to meet this girl, and so the father opened the door. So he said to the father, I have seen your daughter, I was on top, she is very beautiful, I am also a young man, I think there is no man in this world that will make your daughter more happy than me. That's what they all say, don't they, in the beginning. Phir pata chalta hai, Mauli sahab ne jab nikah pada li na, tab pata chale ki, yaar ye to bara badmash nikla. Iske screw aur nuts to humne dekhe hi nahi. Kaisa insaan tha? Ji? No, what I mean is, you know, there are so many other things to it. So, subhanallah, and the father, being a Christian man, you remember you have Coptic Christians in Egypt. So he took advantage of this. Okay, this man is very serious. I mean, for him to come, knock on the door, you know, no hesitation, asking the father. So he says, okay, no problem, only one condition. My one condition, bas. My one condition is that you become a Christian. So you come with me to the church. So he's looking at this man. And now you see what happens, that you are so blind that you can't even see what is right and what is wrong. Eventually this man was taken to the church and astaghfirullah, there he uttered kufriya kalimat, the declaration of kufr, Allah save you and I and everybody. And as he was returning back with the family, thinking that I'm now going to meet this young girl, death came to him on the road. And this man died in the state of kufr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us, my respected brothers. There is fitna hitting everyone, you and I, everybody, from every direction. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala records the conversation of the mushrikeen of Makkah in Surah Jathiyah. And this is what they said, وَقَالُوا, and all of them in a group were saying, مَا هِيَ إِلَّا حَيَاتُنَا الدُّنْيَا. There is no life except for this worldly life. There is no life except for this worldly life. نَمُوتُ وَنَحْيَا. We die, we live. And then, وَمَا يُهْلِكُنَا إِلَّا الدَّهَرِ. The only thing that destroys us is time. Death comes to us and we become weak and we become old. We are destroyed because of zamana, because of time. Dahar means zamana, time. Time destroys us. Allahu Akbar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the verses and Allah is saying, وَمَا لَهُمْ بِذَٰلِكَ مِنْ عِلْمٍ, and they have no knowledge in this matter. إِنْ هُمْ إِلَّا يَظُنُّونَ. And this is the problem with they have this corruption in their thinking. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. And so the mushrikeen of Makkah were also saying this, you know, we live once, enjoy. Some people have a habit, Allah save us. And the reason why I say this is that, you know, somebody actually wrote a letter to me anonymously. And I don't know how I'm going to respond to that, because the brother or whatever, whoever that person is, he or she, I don't actually know how to respond. Who do I respond to? Maybe they have forgotten or what? Wallahu alam. But at least they came open. And nobody knows of this individual. But there is an addiction. He or she writes and she says, or he says, that when I sleep, I have to listen to music and I go to sleep. I go to sleep with music being played. And that is how I go to sleep. How dangerous is that? Imagine if mouth comes to you in that condition. Imagine if death comes to you, Malakul Maut comes, and there is music in your ears. What an evil death that would be. How difficult it would be for the angels. How difficult it would be. And so we have to be very, very careful, my respected brothers. Because we all die. And if you look at the last 1 or 2 weeks, there are more young people dying than elders. Mushtaq just told me in the morning, at Asr or Maghrib, Maulana, how old are you? I nearly got worried. How old are you? That's good as a reminder. Well done, mashallah. It puts you upright. How old are you, bhai? How old are you? Who knows? If Maulana Suleiman Desai's son knew that at 18 he is going to go, he must have had dreams. This is what I will do. I will do Umrah. I will do Hajj. I will get married. I will become a Hafiz. I will do this. I will go out. Dad must have planned something. You know, I've got so much money in my account. This is where I am working. I will do that, inshallah. I will do that. Everything ends. And so this is what shaitan actually takes away from you, this very important article of faith. Allah is saying, remember, I am al-ba'ith. I will resurrect you. I will raise you up from your grave. And that is why Surah Yasin is considered to be the heart of the Quran. The heart of the Quran. If you look at the contents of Surah Yasin, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks, explains of how people were. And they would say, مَن يُحْيِي الْعِظَامَ وَهِيَ رَمِيمٌ. And they said that, who will give life to the bones when they are decayed? Who will give life to the bones when they are decayed? مَن يُحْيِي الْعِظَامَ وَهِيَ رَمِيمٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is putting the question forward, and Allah is saying, قُلْ يُحْيِيهَا الَّذِي أَنْشَأَهَا أَوَّلَ مَرَّةِ وَهُوَ بِكُلِّ خَلْقٍ عَلِيمٍ. Say to them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you know, this is وَإِن تَعْجَبْ فَعَجَبٌ. And this is something strange, that how difficult is it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who has already created you, will create you again, because you've already been created. قُلْ يُحْيِيهَا الَّذِي أَنْشَأَهَا أَوَّلَ مَرَّةِ. That you have already been created. What is difficult for Allah to reassemble you again? And then the Quran in Surah Yasin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks that when the people will come out from their graves, they will say, مَنْ بَعَثَنَا مِنْ مَرْقَدِنَا. Who has raised us from our sleeping place? Marqad. Who has raised us from our sleeping place? People will be speaking. Doesn't have to be Arabic, whatever language. Who has raised us? They will know now. Then Allah says, Allah will tell them, the angels will, Hadha ma wa'ada ar-Rahman. Do you remember? This is the promise of Rahman. Wa sadaqa al-mursaloon. And all the prophets, they spoke the truth. They spoke the truth that you will be raised from your graves. You will be resurrected. You will come out. And if you look at Surah Qiyamah, my respected brothers, Ajib Kalam in Surah Qiyamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created all human beings with different features. Just in this majlis, I don't think there's any twins here, no identical twins sitting here. Every face is different. Look at that. If you look around, every face is different. But despite that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, trillions and trillions and trillions of people, Allah is saying, أَيَحْسَبُ الْإِنسَانَ أَلَّن نَجْمَعَ إِظَامَهُ. Does insan think that he will never, that Allah will never reassemble his bones? Allah will never reassemble his bones? Bala, nay, qadirina ala an nusawwiya banana. Allah is saying on the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reset your fingerprints. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah will reset your fingerprints. As you know, fingerprints is your identity. Aajkal iPhone bhi, forget the password, put your fingerprints. Your unique fingerprint that is there. Dekho. Wherever you go, fingerprints. Because that is you, that is your identity. Allah is saying, even this small portion will be reset on the day of Qiyamah. In fact, in the hadith, it comes that Allah's takhliq, His creation, will be so complete that the skin, the foreskin that was cut off during circumcision, that skin will also be attached. That skin will also be attached. That is why in the Sahih of Imam Muslim, Rahmatullah Alayh, Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam explains this resurrection. You see, if you ask the kuffar, they'll tell you, "Arey bhai, don't worry man, enjoy, do whatever you want, life is once." What do they say? Shaitan attacks them and takes them on and takes away this fundamental aqidah from them of the hereafter. And so Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, resurrection will take place when death comes to everybody. When everyone will have passed out. Everyone passes away. Some of the ulama say even including the angels, the malaika. Everyone. And then when everyone has passed out and they are dead inside, Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala will give His Amr and command and rain will come down. And when rain comes down, it is said that human beings, insan, will grow like how vegetation grows. Insan will grow like how vegetation grows. That is how insan will come out. All of humanity will come out. In the hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said that the earth consumes Banu Adam completely except for the spinal cord. One piece of the spinal cord, very small one. The earth consumes Banu Adam, the son of Adam, completely except for one very small, small bone of the spinal cord. That is left. The earth does not eat that. On the day of Qiyamah, from this very small bit of spinal cord, this insan will be restructured and he will come alive again. This is in the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That is why one of the most important names of Allah is Al-Ba'ithu. So we have to understand all the time that it does not end here. We are in this dunya, then we go down. When we go down, then we have to come out again. This is something which is very important. If you look into the lives of Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam, in particular the life of Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wassalam, whom the world knows as Jesus, Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this dunya as darul imtihan. As darul imtihan. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested Banu Israel, the children of Israel, through the last prophet who came from Banu Israel. He was the last Israeli prophet. Who? Hazrat Isa alayhi salam. Allah tested the Banu Israel because this dunya is Darul Imtihan, and what a test it was for them. Allah wanted to test them because every single Nabi that came in this world was from amongst them. This was the honor Allah gave them. Generation after generations, they were privileged to see a Nabi all the time. And that Nabi was from the Banu Israel. And if you have so many prophets coming, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to see their loyalty. Where is their loyalty? Is their loyalty with Allah? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested them. And how did Allah test them? that the last Nabi from amongst the Banu Israel came in this dunya without a father. Normally every Nabi has got a father. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Isa alayhi salam without a father. This is one imtihan. The other imtihan is, imtihan means test is, that from all the miracles, the Banu Israel asked Isa alayhi salatu wasalam a miracle, which is quite hard to digest in a way, that they would take him to the graves and say, okay, if you are the Nabi of Allah, this man died 100 years ago, 200 years ago, bring him alive. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam will say, okay, I have to pray to my Allah, make dua, وَإِذْ تُخْرِجُ الْمَوْتَ بِإِذْنِي. He would pray to Allah that, Ya Allah, these people are asking me this. And this was a test. And so Allah also showed humanity the power of Allah. That even through the presence of a Nabi, Allah will show you a miracle. But that is from Allah. So those that were dead, and Isa alayhi salam would make dua, and all of a sudden their graves would open up, and they would stand in front of Isa alayhi salam, and the Banu Israel would see them. This was a man dead and now he is alive. And so, instead of thanking Allah, worshipping Allah, accepting that this is a test from Allah, they turned away from the right path, despite the fact that so many prophets had come. Instead of taking Jesus as the mighty messenger of Allah, Shaitan said, you see, he did not have a father. And do you see, people like Lazarus, people like so and so, who can bring somebody alive? Who will give life after death? So this man, Aliyazu Billah, is a family member to God, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Aliyazu Billah. And this is kufr, shirk, all destined towards Jahannam. And then Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, my ummah will be tested. And my ummah will be tested in such a way that humanity has not witnessed such miracles that this man will come with. And his name will be Dajjal. And he will come to test. Allah will test Dajjal. Allah will test my ummah through Dajjal. And Dajjal will show them things that will be mind-boggling. I will make it rain and he will point fingers and it will start raining. And I will split the earth and he will say this earth should split and the earth will split. You want gold, I'll say gold come out and treasures will unlock and come out. And he will show the greatest magician. He will say, I will show you Jannat and Jahannam. And he will raise his hands to the right and say, look, this is Jannah, this is where you will go. And he will raise his hands, this is Jahannam. If you don't believe me, this is where you will be thrown. If you believe me, this is where you will be going. Aliyazu billah, Allah save us. A Dajjal will come. And Dajjal and this ummah will be tested. Like how Banu Israel were tested, this ummah will also be tested. But a time will also come, my respected brothers, that when Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, when Jesus comes again, there will not be a single person taking Isa alayhi salam to be the son of God, and they will all become the ummah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Because that is the time Jesus, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, will come. But khair, what I'm saying, my respected brothers, that these things have been witnessed already by humanity. That a person died and he's brought back alive. This is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, this was an individual who had died, who was a human being. But look at the kamil mu'ajiza of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abu Jahl, when he heard Huzur alayhi salam is making a claim that he is a Nabi, so he came in front of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he had very small special pebbles of Makkah Mukarrama that he was hiding in the hands. And so he had a few pebbles and closing the fist this way, and he came to Huzur alayhi salam and he said, Muhammad ibn Abdullah, I want to speak to you sallallahu alayhi wasallam. If you tell me what I am hiding in my hands, I will become a Muslim. If you tell me what I am hiding in my hands, I will become a Muslim. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to Abu Jahl, that is good. At least you have taken that one step. And I will take two more steps closer to you. So Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam said, even better than this, even better than me informing you what is in your hands, let the items that are in your hands tell you who I am. Let what is in your hands speak out to you to testify who I am. Abu Jahl was shocked. How is that possible? He said, yes. So Huzur alayhi salam said, look, don't tell me what is in your hands, but just raise your hands close to your ears and let it open, loosen your fingers and see what they say. And so that is what he did. And the pebbles were speaking out and testifying, Abu Jahl, there is no God but Allah, and Muhammad is his final messenger. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Allah gives hidayat, Allah gives hidayat. Allah gave hidayat to the magicians of Moses, Musa alayhi salam. Allah gave hidayat to the magicians who came to debate and take on Musa alayhi salam, and they were the magicians of Fir'aun. Allah gives hidayat, Allah gives hidayat. But that person who was the family of Huzur alayhi salam, amongst the people of Makkah, a leader, a Quraysh, a person who spoke fluent Arabic, a person who could hear the Quran, a person who had seen miracles, what he did is that he threw the stones down. And he looked at the stones and he said, it seems that the magic has entered my stones also. The magic has entered my stones also. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq, my respected brothers. That is why also, inshallah, just to conclude, once Huzur alayhi salatu was salam, when he was standing, Jibreel Amin came. And so Jibreel Amin said that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving you salams. Subhanallah. Allah is giving you salams. And then he said, Mali araka hazinan wa mahzunan. I see you that you are very sad, O Nabi of Allah. Everything okay? Why are you so sad? The love Huzur alayhi salam had for this ummah. He said, I am sad because of my ummah. I don't know what will happen to my ummah. What will happen to them? Jibreel Amin explained, said, Hazrat, you come with me. And took Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam to a kabristan of Banu Salma. And with one wing, he lowered the wing, touching one grave. And the grave opened up. But before doing that, he said, Kum bi idhnillah. Open by the permission of Allah. And the grave opened up. Jibreel alayhi salam is here. Huzur alayhi salam is here. And this man came out. And he was saying, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Reciting the kalima. So Huzur alayhi salam says, Ud. Jibreel Amin said, Ud. Return back, and the grave closed. Another grave on the side, Huzur alayhi salam was taken there. Same thing. Kum bi idhnillah. Stand up by the permission of Allah. And this man comes out saying, Wa hasrata, wa hasrata. I am a loser, I am a loser, I am a loser. And then Jibreel Amin said, Ud, go back, and the graves were closed. Jibreel Amin said that, tell your ummah, it is very simple. Everything depends upon their departure from this dunya. Upon their departure from this dunya. How they will exit this dunya. This man, when he died, he was a pious man, a man who did good deeds. And Allah gave him the tawfiq and he recited the kalima. This is how he will come out from the grave. As for this person, he loved dunya and he was doing all the wrong. When Malakul Maut came, now at the time of death you can see the angel of death. So when he saw that death is on top of me now and that my mouth is open, the soul is about to be extracted, he is saying, Wa hasrata, I'm a loser, I'm a loser, I've had no time, I haven't done anything, I haven't done anything. And that is how he will come out from the grave. And so Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Jibreel Amin said that inform your ummah of this, that this is the reality of life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. I have with me just a few points that I have written, which the ulama have mentioned, that will actually assist a person towards, inshallah, a good death. Bi-iznillah, bi-tawfiqillah. That if we take some simple actions, inshallah, death will come to us in a way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased. So very quickly, the first thing we have to do is be regular in our salah. What is it? Be regular in our salah. Now the question is that, Maulana sahab, I can't come for jamaat, or I can't go in the masjid. No problem. Wherever you are, pray your salah. Wherever you are, pray your salah. Never ever make your namaz qada. Always be mindful of maghrib time, because time changes very fast, very quickly. Asr, maghrib. Now the summer season is coming, so days are getting long. And fajr will become a bit early. Always look at the time. When is sunrise? That is what you have to look at. Sunrise. You have to pray your namaz before sunrise. So fajr starts from subah sadiq to sunrise. Anytime. If you come to the masjid, nurun ala nur. That is the best option. But if you can't, but never ever make your salah qada. Always remember that. That you have got a clean sheet. Fajr, Zohar, Asr, Maghrib, Isha. Fajr, Zohar, Asr, Maghrib, Isha. Fajr, Zohar, Asr, Maghrib, Isha. Never make your namaz qada. MashaAllah. That's very important. Number two, never delay from doing tawbah. Sometimes what happens, a person, he's in this dunya, and he's committing sins. What is he doing? Committing sins. And he's committing sins every day. But he's only committing sins, he's not using the rubber to erase it. He's a foolish man. It's free of charge. What is it? Free of charge. You don't even have to make a payment. Never ever give up. You commit a sin, if the shaitan wants to destroy you, you must have the courage to fight him also. And what you should do, read either two rakats, even if you can't read two rakats. Just lift up your hands and say, Bari Ta'ala, these are the guna that I have done sins. Allah, please forgive me. I am weak, alone, I can't do nothing. Allah, I repent. Inshallah, I will try my best again to avoid this. But Allah, forgive me. Allah, forgive me. Astaghfirullah. Never delay from tawbah. And so measure your life. Very important. So if a person is doing something wrong, don't give a blank check to the shaitan. Don't feel depressed. Oh no, you know what? I'm a big sinner. I can't do that. You know, I'm not so pious. No, not at all. Not at all. You have to look after yourself. By, you know, if the fire is in front of you, you can't say it's okay. You know, if it burns me 30%, it's fine. You're not going to say that, are you? It's okay, let it burn me 50%, it's okay. Why? Somebody will call you a foolish man. When you can save yourself, why do you want to burn yourself? Why are you allowing shaitan to put petrol on top of you? So, never ever delay from tawbah. Never delay from. And for tawbah, there is no time. Any time. Tawbah can be 1 minute. Tawbah can be 1 minute. But get into the habit of doing tawbah. Every day. In fact, the best policy would be after Maghrib namaz, read two rakats, nafal, salatu tawbah, and repent to Allah. Allah Pak, whatever guna I have done, I ask you to forgive me. So number two is never delay from tawbah. Number three, daily sunans, never forget. Look, there are simple sunans that we have to do. When we eat, never forget to say Bismillah. Because Allah loves a person who does shukr. So once you have MashaAllah eaten, you say Alhamdulillah alladhi what? At'amana wa sakana. You're praising Allah. Everybody goes to sleep. Go to sleep. Allahumma bismika mutuwaya. When you wake up, Alhamdulillah alladhi Ahyana. Everybody needs to go to the toilet. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-khubusi wal-khaba'is. And when you come out, ghufranak. Ghufran is also praising Allah. These three things we always do. And then alhamdulillah, Muslims also come to the masjid. Allahumma aftah li abwaba rahmatik. And when you go out traveling, what a short dua. Bismillah tawakkaltu ala Allah. Bismillahi tawakkaltu ala Allah. Bas bismillahi tawakkaltu ala. It can save your life. And very, very daily, short sunans that we always do. The more you do, the better it is. So that is number three. Number four, this is very important. Show complete love for Allah and His Rasul, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Complete love, complete loyalty. So you see somebody saying something, turn away, it's ugly, I can't accept this. Allah and my Rasul, whatever my Nabi has said, Allah has said this. Blinding love for Allah and His Rasul. Strong iman. And then with that, the ulama say, love for mother and father. What is it? Mother and father. Because in the hadith, in the Quran it comes, they are your jannat. So Allah and His Rasul, thereafter, in this dunya, mother and father. And then after mother and father, the ulama and the huffaz. What is it? Your ustaz and the ulama and the huffaz. Because they are the caretakers of the deen. And if you backbite, if you do ghibat, if you dishonor them, indirectly, you have dishonored what? The pillars of Islam. And so, this is what the ulama say, be very, very careful. Be very careful. So, complete loyalty to Allah and His Rasul, mother from human beings, mother, father, huffaz and the ulama. There's another hadith in Sunan Abu Dawood, which talks about that, but I won't go into that. Number five, get into the habit of doing regular sadaqah. Now, you see in the sadaqah box that is on your right as you go out. Every day, 10 pence, 20 pence. Ladies are at home. 10 pence, 20 pence, 1 pound, 2 pounds, 5 pounds, 1 pound. Get into the habit. Sadaqa in the hadith, Huzur alayhi salam has said, tadfa'u mitata su. It removes an evil death. It removes evil death. Simple things. Now you are traveling, you are going for umrah, give sadaqa. Your son is getting married, your daughter is getting married, give sadaqa. Get into the habit of giving regular sadaqa. Number six, I read this just today. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi from the ayats of the Quran has taken out one dua. And according to this great scholar Imam Ghazali, he says that tajruba shows, if you read this dua, your death will come upon iman. This is what Imam Ghazali says. Rabbana la tuzik kulubana ba'da idh hadaytana wa hablana min ladunka rahma innaka antal wahhab. Kis surat mein Hafiz sahab? Surah Ali Imran. Just next side, next page. Next side. Rabbana la tuzik kulubana ba'da idh hadaytana wa hablana min ladunka rahma innaka antal wahhab. Number seven, again this is very easy. You're in your shop, you're doing business, you're an accountant, you're a lawyer, you're a man who works in the factory, you're a teacher, buy a miswak. What should you do? Buy a miswak, put it in your pocket, and get in the habit of using miswak regularly. Even if you use your toothbrush, no problem, use your toothbrush, but even after that, just take the miswak and use it. The barakat of miswak, every single alim and scholar, if you read, of Husne Khatima, has always mentioned miswak. So miswak is very, very important. Why? Because this was the last action of Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam. Number eight, remain in the company of pious people. Remain in the company of pious people. Bhai, if your company is Mr. Smith, Jack, and Allah knows who, then what will it affect? How will it affect you, bhai? But that environment is very important. What is it? That in, you know, when you come in Leicester, Alhamdulillah, you know, you say, ah, Leicester again. What do you say? I'm not saying that, you know, any other city is not as good as Leicester. But Alhamdulillah, you know, Allah has given this city something, our mahal. You know, we've got everything here by the mercy of Allah. When we go, we see our community, we see our brother. Any direction you go by, namaz time, masjid here, masjid there, ibadat khana there, here. We have everyone from professionals to the common man, every individual that is there. Alhamdulillah, Allah bless every city, inshallah. Remain in the company of pious. And then number 9, zikrullah all the time. What is it? Zikrullah all the time. Now zikr, you don't even need wudu. You don't even need wudu. Zikrullah can be anything. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. You know, get into the habit. This is not showing off. You know, shaitan tells you, don't say subhanallah. What will people think around you? So you swear, that time shaitan doesn't tell you that what will people think about you. Shaitan puts in your mouth a big swear. And you don't think, oh, what will people think about me? But the shaitan stops you from saying, Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha. Shaitan puts in, oh, people will say, Aata jo, Mauli sahab thek yo. And this guy is a, no. Beat the shaitan, break his back. What is it? Break his back. Don't even think twice. Allahu Akbar. Bole Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. So slow, so soft. Bye. What is this? Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar.
That's it. We have to say Allahu Akbar. So whenever you get an opportunity, even at home, make sure this environment of zikr is there. Allah is saying, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu zikrullah zikran kathira. Allah is saying, don't do the zikr of Allah. Do it in abundance. Unlimited. Do it in abundance. We want every data unlimited. What is it? We want Wi-Fi unlimited. 4G, 3G, that G, Fala G, Hazrat G, all?
Unlimited.
Unlimited. Allah Pak is saying, forget your unlimited. Make dua and remember me. Do my zikr unlimited. You do my zikr unlimited and you see what I will give you. I will give you Jannat in this dunya. I will give you Jannat in this. I will give you so much that there will be 10 people opening doors for you. I will give you everything. You be mine, I will give you. Why are you running around here and there? Be mine, remember me. And you see what I will give you. This is very, very important. So inshallah, brothers, forgive me, I've taken a few minutes extra. 2-3 minute ke liye again, let us remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do the zikr of Allah. And this zikr is the zikr which is known as zikre sirri. A quiet zikr of the heart, because the heart is the central part of the human body and it actually has an effect also in the way you think. And so the heart and the mind are connected. So what we do is we target the heart and we think, Alhamdulillah, Allah has given this power to the heart, that we imagine that the heart is actually taking the name of Allah, which is Isme Dhat, and saying Allah, Allah, Allah. So just for a few minutes, the heart is to your left side, towards the lower section of the rib cage, and think that my heart is saying Allah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين اللهم تقبل منا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم الله كريم هم سبق خاتمة بالخير فرما الله كريم هم سبق خاتمة بالخير فرما اللہ کریم ہم کمزور ہے گنہگار ہے اللہ کریم دین کی بات سنتے ہیں لیکن پھر دنیا میں منہمک ہو جاتے ہیں اللہ کریم شیطان نے ہمر جکر لیا ہے پکڑ لیا ہے اللہ کریم تو ہماری حفاظت فرما اللہ مالک تو ہماری حفاظت فرما اللہ کریم تو ہمارے اوپر رحم و کرم کا معاملہ فرما اللہ تیری ناراضگی سے تو ہماری حفاظت فرما اللہ تیری ناراضگی سے تو ہماری حفاظت فرما اللہ تو ہمیشہ کے لیے تو ہم سے راضی ہو جا اللہ کریم جیسے صحابہ کرام اجمعین سے تو راضی ہو گیا اللہ ہم سے بھی تو راضی ہو جا بالآخر ہم تیرے پیارے نبی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے امتی ہے حضور علیہ السلام کے صدقے میں اللہ کے رسول کے واسطے سے اللہ تو ہم سے راضی ہو جا اللہ کریم تو ہم سے راضی ہو جا اللہ کریم جو ہمارے ماتحت ہے وہ سب کے سب ہماری آنکھوں کی ٹھنڈک بن جائے جس کی جو مشکلات ہیں یا اللہ اس مشکلات کو دور فرما جو پریشانی اس پریشانی کو دور فرما جو بیمار ہیں ان کو شفا دے جو دنیا سے چلے گی اللہ ہر ایک کی مغفرت فرما سمعنا و اطعنا غفرانک ربنا و الیک المصیر برحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین